Wonder what's happening. No matter where you stare with your ears, there is only one monitor. And this is that one monitor, Monitor 66, with one Ken Nordine, holding forth in place of gallivanting Gene Rayburn, who was last reported viewing the sunset from Nob Hill in San Francisco. Most colorful sight, I'm sure. Here's the most colorful sound, Peter Nero. Explosion in music. Less explosive, but exciting in its own way, Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls around the world. And here's the well-known comedy team of Shelley Berman and his telephone.
Oh, hello. Hello there. Hi, is this Dr. Davis? Hi there, Dr. Davis. Peter Jones. You remember me, the fellow who's afraid of fear itself. Hi there. Hi. How you doing there, Dr. Davis? Ah, that's fine. I'm very glad to hear that. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, Dr. Davis. Isn't that funny? I was just about to call you. Listen, doctor, I just called to tell you about my progress lately. I it's been 6 months since we've had our last session, and I just feel so great. The insecurity has just disappeared. I don't fly into a rage anymore if my shoelaces aren't the same length on both sides, you know. And I have some good news for you. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I threw away my little piece of blanket the other day. Yeah, I went to work without it, never even missed it up against my cheek. And I just felt great. But a new problem has been springing up lately, doctor. The problem is not, I'll tell you what the problem is. I've been getting terribly, what's that word when you can't remember things? Forgetful. Yes, I've been getting terribly forgetful lately, Doctor. I can't figure out why. It just seems like I just can't retain it. And from one second to the next, it just disappears right out of my mind, honestly. How long has what been going on? Oh, forgetfulness. Isn't that funny? I wanted to talk to you about that, Doctor. I just get terribly forgetful lately. I don't know what it is. And it seems to me I've been studying this pattern, Doctor. You know, after being with you, I sure know I can almost be what you are. You know that. And I learned to watch for certain things. There are certain words that sort of trigger the whole mechanism. They're catalysts. They just trigger the whole mechanism and set my mind completely blank. It works every time. That, for example, if I should say the word porcupine, finish what sentence? Well, what was I saying? Oh, well, that's one of the words that bothers me. Now, that word I have to avoid, Doctor. What's your name? Davis? Doctor, that's the word I have to avoid. Now, suppose I found a substitute word. Do you think that might help me, Doctor? Suppose I use the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, hi there, Dr. Davis. It's funny, I was just about to call you. Well, what was the last thing I said? Well, then that's a new word. Now, there are two words now that I have to avoid. Now, Doctor, I was just wondering if I could run into your office one of these days and have a few more sessions. Maybe we can clear up this problem because, you know, I mean, what a strain it could be on a person to have to, you know, spend the whole day avoiding the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? I'm terribly sorry, but Dr. Davis isn't in right now.
Shelley Berman, recorded live in Monitor on Stage, one of the many star performances we feature throughout every weekend. Right now, the young man who arrived, so to speak, with his king of the road, Roger Miller, ensures himself a lengthy stay with his latest success. I've been a long time leaving.
I've been a fool. I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. Loved you so much. Loved you so much. Should have moved along. I've been a long time leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, hi line, hello highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up a thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and look like he's flying and whoops a big leg so mildly by. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. I've been a long time leaving here, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up my thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and it look like he's flying. He's whipping the big legs on my lip. I say, whoop, 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 whoop. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. I'm leaving yet, but I'll be a long time gone. Gone, 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 gone.
Now, listen closely to the few bars of music that we're about to play, because we've got a question for you. The question now is not what kind of music was that, but in what country was it performed? Okay, so it isn't a fair question, but the answer, with the most interesting explanation, is just 5 minutes away, here on the Monitor Beacon. Ken Nordine, with more of Monitor. Were you aware that one of the most unpronounceable words to an English-speaking person is the Polish word for the mayfly? Spelled C-H-R-Z-A-S-Z-C-C. If you'd like to have a go at it, here's a hint. It rhymes with the word spelled G-H-R-Z-A-S-Z-C-C. Or maybe you'd rather listen to Margaret Whiting, who rhymes with exciting and sings Somewhere There's Love.
Go to places night folks always go. Mix in with the crowd you ought to know.
Monitor tip, to get rid of the lingering odors of garlic or onion from a kitchen knife, just run it through a raw potato. Of course, you'll end up with an onion or a garlic-flavored potato, but most potatoes need seasoning anyway, so it really won't matter. When the party's over, and the dishes are done, and the house is quiet, you still have those spots on the carpet where people drop things. No problem. Just reach for Texize K2R, the spot remover that works. Spray K2R on the spot. As it dries to a white powder, it lifts the spot clean out. Remove the dry powder with your vacuum, and spot goes with it. No ring, no trace. K2R Spot Lifter takes more spots from more fabrics than anything. K2R. For clothing, carpets, upholstery, even wallpaper. For best results, follow directions. Handy tube for small spots, spray can for big ones. K2R Spot Lifter from Texize.
Wherever you are, reach for K2R and lift that spot clean out. K2R, K2R, K2R.
Reach for K2R Spot Lifter. It never leaves a ring. You remember that bit of jazz we played for you about 5 minutes ago? Well, there was a time when the only jazz music heard came from this country. Times have changed, and we're going to hear some jazz that's not from this country. But we're going to hear it from this country. Does that sound confusing? Well, Mel Levitt of WDSU New Orleans will clear up the situation right after we hear a bit of that jazz that's not from this country, but is heard from this country.
This is Mel Levitt in New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, and you've just been listening to a selection played by the Radio Belgrade Jazz Orchestra. It was brought back to the United States by Clay Watson, director of our New Orleans Jazz Museum. Clay recently was requested by the State Department to go to Europe to lecture on jazz, its origins, talk to the people there, and he's just returned after 7 weeks in Yugoslavia, Poland, and Czechoslovakia. Clay, how many different cities did you visit during your tenure in Europe?
I guess about 20 cities, Mel, all the way from the Hungarian border in Yugoslavia to the Adriatic, all through Poland in the snow, clear up to the Baltic seacoast towns.
You talked to all sorts of people, didn't you? Students and jazz fans, musicians?
Right. On many levels and at many places, the audience, of course, was from the very sophisticated, scholarly type of audience to a very genre audience of students and workers and, as one mayor of one town described his young people as animals, we'd like to bring a little culture and a little meaningful music and interest in a music to their lives. And
Clay,
that's why you've been invited here.
Do I reason properly that the jazz has now become, American-type jazz, has become a prominent part of the culture in the Iron Curtain countries?
Oh, very much so. For instance, in Yugoslavia, the three major radio stations program about 30% of the music on their station is jazz, and American-oriented jazz. In other words, they have their own jazz orchestras on the staff of their radio station. And of course, it's a national radio, so everything comes from a main source, and it's all highly pre-digested. But they are playing their version of American jazz, and then now modern jazz is taking the fore, and their own creativity in modern jazz field is quite marvelous, and a lot of it sounds like it's being played backwards, but that's all right. It's exciting, and it certainly is American origin of the music that's now very much a part of their own popular music.
How about actual American jazz records? Do they hear that through the Voice of American, Radio Free Europe?
Well, Willis Conover's voice is truly the voice of America. This is the one program that isn't jammed. Almost all of Radio Free Europe programming is jammed, but Willis and the music he plays is truly the American voice overseas.
Has rock and roll had any effect on the Iron Curtain countries?
Well, it's fantastic. Everywhere you turn on the radio, and in most of the hotel rooms that I stayed in, they have very elaborate radio, shortwave radios, because you're very conscious of Europe being a community of nations, because at your fingertips are Radio Sofia, Radio Bucharest, and one very astute British accent of a young lady said, "This is Radio Peking."
And they played rock and roll?
And she was followed by Chinese version rock and roll. It was crazy.
There's an interesting commentary here, though. It appears that although there is a so-called Iron Curtain, it's being permeated particularly by music.
Well, this is very interesting, because music, there nothing could be a more universal language than the sound of music. And in such instance, barriers, national, geographic, political, they know no barriers, and it's interesting that the artists in these nations, these socialist nations, are the highest thought of, probably the highest paid. They have the priorities for things that the average worker does not have, and consequently, culture is at the top of the list of their nations. And the camaraderie and the exchange of artists, that I mean musicians, composers, writers, singers, and of course jazz bands, especially because that's what I was primarily interested in, do and are exchanged with other countries within the socialist sphere, and as well as, well, a band had just gone to Brussels and had returned, another band came from France, and for their jazz festivals, like I attended in Poland, the greater portion of the musicians that came from other countries were socialist countries. So we had bands that had come from Czechoslovakia, from East Germany, from Hungary, from the USSR. A columnist came from the USSR. I was at a meeting where they're now very anxious to form a European Jazz Festival Federation, where if an American artist would come, and of course Dizzy Gillespie was the hit of the show, he was playing the real McCoy. The rest was counterfeit after hearing Dizzy. It was fantastic. With such ease and heartfelt music, and it wasn't at all studied or forced, and I don't see any feet tapping until Gillespie was there, and then they ended up hand-clapping, and this is quite something for these countries that are rather circumspect in regards to their music.
Someone once said that music was the international language, and I think your remarks go to prove it. Thank you very much, Clay. It was a most interesting reaction to your trip behind the Iron Curtain. We've been talking to Clay Watson, director of the New Orleans Jazz Museum, recently returned from a trip under the auspices of the State Department of 7 weeks to Yugoslavia, Poland, and Czechoslovakia.
If you're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you're hearing us on WGAL, one of the nationwide of network NBC radio stations that bring Monitor to you every weekend. This weekend, they're also bringing you Ken Nordine, and I'll be back.
Monitor, far and away the best in weekend radio on the NBC radio network. The biggest sport in New York is Bill Mazur. Bill answers your sports questions Monday through Friday at 5:10 and Saturdays at 6:15 on 660 Radio. He's sometimes humorous, sometimes controversial, but always factual. In New York, the name Mazur means sports.
Lunch with Mimi Benzel weekdays on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Let me find the right page here, wait a minute. Our monitor coloring book. Would you give me some page-turning music, please, Professor?
Have you heard about magenta? Magnificent news. Has her own gossip column. And almost the freedom to say almost anything she almost wants. About almost any color, shade, tint, or hue that you and I know. Think of the juicy little tidbits of inside that we can get from her. Exclusive peeks at what Lavender said to Magenta about the way Fuchsia's been fooling around with Cerise while Russet is off to who knows where with Forest Green and all his crony colors, that sort of thing. You know how witty and well-connected Magenta is. In no time at all, her column will be as much a part of the grievening blues or the afternoon capers as the stock quotations. Did you see her column on Heliotrope? The whole column. Was it ever an eye-opener? Seems that Heliotrope is taking instructions from Indigo in color balance. Think of that. Why, magenta might become as big as chartreuse, or maybe even turquoise, now that she has a column of her own. I'm so glad for magenta.
Of course, just because I'm happy for magenta's sake
doesn't mean I'd turn a cold shoulder toward turquoise or taupe. Nope. I love them all, true. But we have to close the monitor coloring book for a while. Put away the palette. We'll be back to see him a little later on. But we need now, I think, some music, yeah. By Peter Matz and his associates.
Thank you. now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Sweet love, what the world needs now.